Hey everyone, and welcome to Season 3, Episode 65 of Bad Voltage. It's great to be here with our compadres, Stuart Ian Langridge and Jeremy Travis Garcia.
Okay.
Put a bunch of thought into that again, didn't you?
Yeah, literally.
Travis, always... after the band? Were they a band? Did I make that up?
They were a band.
Travis?
And, isn't Travis the guy who's going out with Taylor Swift as well? Is that a Travis?
Travis Kelce.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of him. Yes.
Yeah, Travis Kelce, that's right. yeah, you see? Sports reference on Bad Voltage. You should have thought it. So, other than the Bills, who were shit,
go
apparently.
Bills, yeah, exactly.
I'm slightly surprised to see Jeremy's not got Bills hat on as we speak.
So, you know, in the spirit of true professionalism, we want to provide our 2024 predictions on February the 28th, 2024.
It is gratifying to see that the universe responded to our plight by creating a whole extra day to put in, just so we're not quite as close to the end of the year as we might otherwise have been with these, frankly, quite late predictions.
It's true.
Staying on, as you would expect from this group.
Yes, and, you know, we should defend Mr. Langridge on this note, because the reason why it's taken so long is entirely because of Jeremy and I and our relative schedules of...
No, that's fair.
We've had recordings booked, and then one week it's me who messes it up, and then it's Jeremy. So, but Langridge has always been committed 100% to Bad Voltage.
I'm pleasantly surprised. I thought I was going to get a completely unjustified boot at the beginning of that sentence. And I'm like, I was there one time, and I got the congratulations. So, wow.
Credit where credit's.
I'm making a note in my diary. John O'B's nice to me. First time in 2 decades.
Well, that's prediction number one. I'm going to be nice to him. So why don't we get started with Mr. Garcia? We're gonna mix it around a little bit. For those of you who've not played this game before, normally we'd do three predictions, and we'd have some bonus predictions. But we thought we'd just do three predictions each. We are going to share some. Predictions that are not really bonuses, so we're not going to jockey for points at the end of the year. But Jeremy, why don't we kick off with your first prediction?
Sure. Why don't we start off with Sundar Pichai will not be the CEO by the end of 2024.
Ooh.
Specific, measurable, excellent. That's...
Yep. I'll even give the reason that the final tipping point will be the recent Gemini issues.
It's going to be Gemini, you think, is it? Ooh, okay.
Well, I mean, I think it's pretty clear that the product part of that org has been broken for a while. Or healthy orgs probably don't ship 7 different messaging apps that don't really have anything to do with each other. But I think it's just some of their organizational problems will be crystallized by this, and he'll be forced to move on.
Wow, you should... Do you think on the Google Graveyard website, he'll get his own little gravestone in the middle?
Ooh.
Actually, what they should do, thinking about it, right? So Christopher Wren, who built St. Paul's Cathedral, hasn't got a big monument, statue or whatever to him. He's a very famous architect, but there's a plaque, a stone plaque on the wall of St. Paul's Cathedral, and it says in Latin, "If you seek his monument, look around." And that should be Sundar Pichai. It's right in the middle of Google Graveyard. Just says, if you seek his monument, look around. It's all the dead Google products, which we can no longer use, like Google Reader. Bring it back.
Wasn't Christopher Wren Pooh Bear's best friend?
That was Christopher Robin, you dipshit.
Oh, sorry. almost.
Wow.
Big Pooh Bear fan. I think you're hilariously ambitious on this one. I don't think he's gone. I think they're going to pencil us down to, that's just the nature of building technology. Although Google should be credited for providing so much comedy ever since the beginning of Gemini's announcement. We've laughed at Gemini in the show. The images that were shared on social media of people messing around with Gemini was quite amusing.
I am 100% convinced that one of their KPIs or OKRs or whatever they're called for this is provide as much comedy as possible.
Of which they have been successful.
I've got to say I'm with Jono on this. I mean, sure, really? he's taking a kick in. I don't think this would be the thing that will topple him, because I haven't seen enough talk suggesting that it's going to happen. I don't think he's going to fall on his sword on this. So he'd have to be pushed by there being a big public groundswell against it. And I haven't seen that. I've seen a lot of people laughing, but I've not seen a big pressure for him to go.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I think it's possible that he might be gone by the end of the year anyway, but not on this specific thing. Just when was the last time Google did a cool thing? Your answer can't be Orcut.
No, Gemini isn't not interesting. Like, I think it's some of its responses are super good. The way it's plugged into the internet is a differentiator from OpenAI. Like it's a much like Google, they do probably the coolest thing and then productize it the worst.
Yep.
Yeah. Good at engineering. Bad at
like
product.
Came up with the T and GPT. Check.
Right.
Came up with TensorFlow way before any of this was popular. Check.
Have
a good product out of it? No.
And it's easy to be snooty towards all these companies and their AI, but, you know, it's a work in progress, right? And,
well, it is for sure.
You know, but it's just, with Google, it's a particularly hilarious work in progress.
Oh, yeah. I don't think anyone's complaining that it's a work in progress. The thing that everyone's complaining about is that no one's going, oh, by the way, it's a work in progress. They're like, this is going to change the universe. Get on board or get out of the way. Like, you go, it's a work in progress, so we shouldn't use it yet, right? None of that.
All right. Well, so that's 0 points for Jeremy. Oh, well, what's the next prediction?
That is a very measurable prediction. It's going to be very easy to tell whether that's happened.
They're all very easy to measure. So next one, at least one major streaming service will either be shut down or acquired.
Define major.
So it has to be one that you immediately... So it's not going to be... It could be Netflix, but I don't think it will be Netflix, but like either Peacock or Paramount Plus, one of the ones that's owned by a major, major studio. This is not some goofy streaming service you've never heard of.
So this is, can we maybe clarify, this is a streaming network that creates original content then? Because most of the major ones are creating some kind of original content, right?
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Because that, I would say, if you've got the money to create original content, you're a major network.
Yeah, but if we find ourselves quibbling about the definition of major, then it's probably major, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
This is not Quibi. It's, like I said, Paramount, Universal.
Jeremy is not Jono, so he's not going to be groveling for 1/9 of a point because some...
Hey.
You know, some Icelandic streaming service got shut down or something.
To be clear, I don't think any
of Iceland for no reason there. Sorry.
Polar Bear streaming network?
Bonus points if Wolverhampton.tv shuts down, I guess. I don't foresee that happening.
Oh, Jeremy, there's no televisions in Wolverhampton.
I was going to say, there's one TV in Wolverhampton that says Wolverhampton.tv on the top of it, one of them ultraviolet pens for when it's stolen.
Everyone sits around the wireless in Wolverhampton at a good time and eat green peas.
And I'm allowed to be mean about it because I live near it. So.
Yes, you do.
Excellent.
What was I going to say?
Major streaming services.
Do you think this will happen?
Yes. I mean, there's like 200 of them out there.
Indulge me here. Read the prediction again.
At least one major streaming service will either shut down or be acquired.
Ah, right. In that case, I think yes, because I was
going to
have...
clearly?
Yes, I was going to have one which was a kind of... I'm expecting to see the whole cable bundling thing start to happen to streaming services now, because now there's 6 million and no one can keep track of it or anything. So I'm expecting a whole bunch of stuff where, you know, two of them combine to form a new product or something. And then is that one acquiring the other? Is it one shutting down? Is it a merger? Is it a cooperative product? What? I don't know. A bunch of stuff is going to happen like that towards the end of the year, I think.
What's fascinating about this whole space is we had cable, which everyone hated. And cable, I think, ended up hating, even though you gave them, you know, if you're in the US, maybe $150 a month and no one ever churned. And we went to $15 a month services, but you needed 10 of them. So you pay the same amount and you get maybe what was similar, except now you never know what actual app something's on. So you have to fire through each app to see. And churn is super, super high. So from what I can tell, this is one of those rare cases where everyone lost.
I would agree with all of that, apart from the word rare.
This prediction reminds me a little bit of my now late grandfather's testicles. This is a low ball prediction.
Ooh.
I think super massively lowballing this.
So when I say major, though, I mean, like, you said 200. I'm talking one of the top 10.
Disney, Disney Plus, talking like or
Paramount
HBO
Plus,
or...
Disney Plus. Yeah, exactly. Peacock. Okay.
Then the ball has risen Hulu. Higher.
Yeah, no, it's this is not, like I said, it's not some goofball. If we're quibbling, I lose.
Now, all right, that
I feel
now,
like
write that down.
No, no, you have to take that in the spirit in which it's meant, Jonathan Bacon. No weaponizing that by just quibbling by going, I don't think Disney's major, therefore that's a quibble and it doesn't count.
Now,
no.
Hang on a second. Disney, don't you narrow it me out in this? I think all three of us would probably agree that all three of us demonstrated somewhat embarrassing behavior in how we evaluated the previous predictions. We were all a little desperate for points. So
downright unkind at points. Yes, I agree.
Downright unkind. All right. Well, this is. Right, I think we've got some good predictions so far. These are exciting.
Yeah, out of the way. I didn't know we were going with only three, so I do have a couple more. Let me narrow it down real time here. Let's go. Elon Musk either sells X or X is spun back public.
Wow, now that's not a lowball prediction.
Wow. Does everyone just call it XX then at that point? I mean, that'd be cool. He might do. You can't predict what the bloke's going to do, right?
No, you cannot.
He must, for all I know, he's going to stick it on eBay.
It will be like $20 billion Venmo only. Like, whatever happens will be wild. Don't get me wrong.
I can't decide whether that's a really big swing or not a big swing at all. I mean, something like that's going to happen. It's got to, right? So. He's running the thing into the ground.
He's not running into the
ground. But if you look
ground,
at how much money
fine.
He has and how much money he invested in that, like, if it... It doesn't care. Yeah, whatever. Forever.
Just get bored and chuck it out the window. Yeah.
It's more a matter of if he gets bored than it is monetary, which makes it.
But
a total
his, and his vision for X, which they're now starting to roll out, really, is this everything app thing. Like they just rolled out job listings, for example. I think they're just getting going. I think in his view, he's probably going to give it at least 2 or 3 years before he thinks about selling it. Or I don't think it'll ever get shut down. I think it will. Probably get sold and if it's going to get sold, it will probably get sold to some like private equity firm or something like that.
Hardly but anything like, ever gets actually shut down,
right?
This kind of size, it just sort of withers away.
For all of the flapping about the demise of X, a lot of people are using X still. A lot of brands are on X. Their advertising is still not where it needs to be. I mean, very clearly, but it's still a popular platform for people.
That's what happens when you say
much less,
fuck
but honestly, the reason I use it much less is it's down so often that I just, when I see an X link, now I don't click it.
Wow, I haven't experienced that. That's interesting. Although their analytics just is not been working. Like that's been down a whole bunch.
Okay.
But yeah.
So there are my three. So just for goofs, and I understand there's no bonuses, my other two for what it is. At this point, almost mandatory. Someone takes a large equity stake in Canonical.
I've got that.
Hey, it's in a fourth great year.
Yeah. And then my other one was there will be a successful mainstream non-crypto use for the blockchain.
Doesn't that already exist? Don't Walmart use it for tracking like spoiled pork and stuff like that?
Why?
I don't know if that's immutable.
Then just set the right protect bit on your database. What do you need a blockchain for? Why is that a good idea to track spoiled?
Because they
porn
wanted to do
it?
Recruiting during 2021 when it was impossible. Right. It's my guess. So is my actual guess is an answer. I didn't know.
It's a
they
pretty
were doing
good guess.
That.
Yeah. This prediction is subject to substantial gerrymandering on the definition of what the word successful means.
So that's why I didn't choose it as I was looking through it. Mainstream is subjective, successful is subjective. So my three are very easy to
pick. They are.
I'm almost nervous that the segment in 10 months from now will just be yes, no, yes, and the episode will be 7 minutes long.
Yeah, 2 points. The episode will be 8 minutes long. Exactly.
From what I can tell, there are basically two things need to happen to make like new technological shifts really successful. There's either got to be something connected to pornography or something connected to Pokemon, right? So I can't think of a porn blockchain thing, and I don't want to think of a porn drop blockchain thing, but if there was some kind of blockchain implementation that relates to Pokemon, that would go off the rails.
So and Bacon's law of porn, technology adoption is born.
There it is. Porn or Pokemon, both of which begin with P-O, so we need a third thing. Positrons? I don't know.
Yeah. Po-boys? I love po-boys. They're delicious.
They are delicious.
Oh, this is the sandwich full of mint?
No, it has usually has spicy shrimp in it.
It's a nice crusty French style bread because they're popular in New Orleans, and then something delicious inside. Very, very often shrimp.
Okay,
Pokemon porn and po boys.
I'll buy that. Yeah, this is Jono's PO theory.
To be clear, the po boy is not included in this theory. Just because I like po boys doesn't mean it's not.
No, man, this is you're going to get immortalized with this now, and everyone's going to be like, "Why do you think sandwiches are so good?" I don't get it. Influencer Jono Bacon.
Time to start a Substack.
Okay, so those are three very clear predictions. I like that.
I think there are some pretty solid predictions there.
Let's try.
Nice.
Yep. Me next or you, Mr. Bacon?
Whatever you like. Do you want to go first?
Okay, sure. So
let's go.
I've got three. I had a fourth one, but it's happened, and then I had a fifth one. The fifth one was someone buys Canonical.
So not a prediction, just a...
No, well, someone's got to say, but Jeremy decided to throw himself on the grenade on behalf of the team this year, so I don't have to. Excellent.
It's just something we say at the beginning of the year, like, Happy New Year, right? We just think, wow, Canonical might get acquired this year.
I think that's something Mark says at the beginning of every year.
A great volume.
Someone buy Canonical! So my three are... The first one, a major film studio, again, gerrymandering about the word major, but a major film studio announces plans for a film in wide release, which will contain an actor who is dead and brought back with AI deep fakery creationy rubbish.
It's already happened.
Nah.
I was going to say, you don't have to gerrymander this one. Didn't they do it with Carrie Fisher? 18 months ago,
and they did it with what's his name, the Hammer horror guy in Star Wars as well.
So they have done little bits where someone was expected to be in, but that's not the only. This is like a proper film where you've got five actors in it, but one of them isn't there, and they're a big part of the film. I don't think Carrie Fisher counts with that.
I mean, she was a pretty big part of.
Yeah, Leia had nothing to do with Star Wars at all. I could see how you could be
I would
a
consider
minor
Star Wars
storyline
a major film.
Oh, okay. See, that doesn't feel. I'm almost thinking of this as being the point of it. So, someone who would have been in the film, but they inadvertently died just beforehand. I'm thinking more like a film with Humphrey Bogart in it, or something like that, where. This is part of the point, right?
Or, for example, Peter Cushing.
Yeah, or something.
So,
yeah,
so they make like an
that.
Ocean's 11 that has
who was in
Frank
Star
Sinatra
Wars.
In it, but also
yes,
one of the
characters. Yeah, something like that. It's the point is it can't be an AI-created personality. It's got to be a specific actual actor.
But that's what I'm saying. Peter Cushing was in Star Wars. He was in, what was it, either the last Star Wars or the one beforehand. He played like a significant role in it, and it was... his likeness, it was his voice, it sounded like him, and he was in a significant chunk of the movie.
Really?
Yeah, it's very impressive.
Okay.
Because I was watching, I was like, I thought he was dead. Well, and it turns out he was dead.
Oh, okay.
And in fact, continues to be dead, but was in Star Wars.
Well,
yeah.
That's a bit of a wash then. I didn't realize that had happened to that extent already. Oh. Huh. Okay.
Also, Ted is not a real character.
Oh,
it's a great movie.
Well, I'm sorry. Not Ted out of Bill and Ted. I'm like, yes, he is.
No,
Keanu Reeves is real. Right? Okay. Well, I have an emergency fallback for this, which I'll come back to. So we'll scratch that one then, because that's already happened and I didn't even realize. Okay.
Yeah.
I still think it would be interesting to have them bring back someone who is very obviously, you know, the whole point is we're bringing back Humphrey Bogart or whatever, or Lauren Bacall or someone like that. But so it's more about sort of the marketing of it rather than they just happen to be in it. But
well, you could always have a prediction where the leading role is the person who's brought back, because that's not happened yet.
I don't think it'll happen with the leading. I don't think it'll happen with a leading role.
Or it's a historical figure. To your point, it's not someone that just passed away. It's they make some kind of weird roll up.
Yeah, they're trying to
Napoleon or someone. Yeah,
exactly. They're saying we're making the Maltese Falcon 2 or something. But sure, we're now at the point where we'd end up quibbling whether it's actually already happened or not. So that's fine. I'm happy to scratch it. That's all right. Interesting. Okay, so.
Does that mean Jeremy and I get points?
No. No, because I have an emergency fallback, which I'll come on to. Ah. Second one, or possibly the first one, depending on your point of view. Someone announces a commercial fusion reactor. Proper, working, ready to be productized. They don't have to actually have productized it for me to win here. But it can't be like, you go, we've had an experiment which lasted for 1.1 seconds or something. This is
because they did that last year, yeah, right? It wasn't that breakthrough. So you're saying it's productized.
Yes. Right. The point is that they've got experiments. I can't remember the name of the place. It's not CERN, but somewhere like that. The joint whatever thing.
University of Pontefract?
Yes, the University of Pontefract. Does Pontefract even have a university?
Probably not. They have a library. They just think of it as university.
Pontefract Sixth Form College is now a university. But it can't be an experiment. It's got to be real, but the fact that no one's announced it yet means that no one's going to go from, frankly, a sixth of the way into the year already to announcing we can do this and then actually doing it by the end of the year. Someone's going to go, we can do this, and there's going to be 10 years of poncing around with the law, right? So they don't have to actually have one everywhere.
Will announce that you can buy one theoretically, yes, has pricing or something,
yes,
but it has not shipped.
Yes, correct. And
announced.
And I do not mind whether, I'm not expecting this to be something that you're going to be able to buy on Amazon. This is something a government buys and runs a town with or something, right? Is what I'm expecting. Yeah. I'm not expecting a tabletop nuclear fusion reactor yet. But yeah, I think that's going to happen. I mean, that's a reasonably big swing just because, I mean, blimey.
Yeah, it is.
That'll be a big
swing. It's not a reasonably big swing. It's a giant yawning swing.
I mean, I think it's a no, so yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's great. I love these predictions. Keep talking, guys.
Okay. And then the third one is a nuclear weapon is detonated.
Oh.
Wow, geez, you really just I might never see it on that bombshell again.
Well, I thought that. Yeah, so I'm not particularly happy about this prediction.
Just to be clear, they're detonated all the time.
All the time.
Not in testing or something. Someone actually,
you mean aggressively,
does some kind of nuclear bomb thing. I don't know the detail because I do not know enough of the detail about how these things exist. And frankly, I don't wanna. But
I hope I never do, because if I do, it means this happened and then we had to hear about it and we all know about it. So
yeah,
I mean, it is specific and measurable.
Yeah. I mean, I would like...
It's a little dark for bad voltage, but...
Well, I don't know. I mean, my theory here is that either we're all dead and the show doesn't get recorded, or it happens, and so I get a point, or it doesn't happen, and then I'm better off.
Every cloud. Every mushroom cloud.
So I can't lose, right? Ah.
Side prediction, Jeremy grows a third ear.
I have a fallback, which is not actually my prediction. So I was talking to Marius, who is our...
Hang on a second. You can't just move on from the nuclear one that quickly.
Oh, can I? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, do we think this is going to happen, Jeremy? Like, that's a bold prediction.
I sure hope not. It is.
Yeah, me too. I hope not.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Okay, good.
Given some of the current leaders of certain areas, because it's not, the chances aren't zero.
Yeah.
I mean, the one thing is that there's a lot of idiots running the world, but I think the one thing that idiots do understand is mutually assured destruction. And it's like the minute one of these, if anyone's going to set a bomb off, it's going to be like a smaller country that's lashing out. I doubt Russia would do it. If it's going to be someone like North Korea who's going to do it, and they will just be, they know that they'll be decimated, like, in a heartbeat. So I'd like to think that it won't happen.
I'd like to think that it won't. I concur with your assessment.
Certainly, yes. I would not like this to happen.
It'd be weird if I said, I'd like to think that it will happen.
Yeah, don't do that. Nice. I have other questions then.
The Bulletin of the Atomic Scientist, John O'Bacon edition, is where you're on the cover like Sports Illustrated.
Well, maybe Po-Boy's Pawn and Pokemon can solve this problem
I mean, this whole kind of shrimp sandwich thing sounds great to me.
I mean, to be honest with you, if you're eating a shrimp sandwich, having a nice vigorous game of Pokemon and then a nice vigorous, shall we say, exercise session with yourself, that should relieve all of the tension that goes into potential nuclear war.
I mean,
it could work.
Sure.
the key is the po' boy.
Your theory here has now grown into some kind of massive, well, I was going to say self-help, but that feels like an inappropriate phrase now. But
also, birds aren't real. Let's move on.
My fallback, I was talking to Marius, who is our sound engineer. About the fact that we're recording. He's at nerdzoom.media, by the way. And if you need any sound engineering done, go and talk to him because he's absolutely brilliant.
He's also becoming a fan of the Google Pixel Buds for this particular episode. Yeah, because that's what Jeremy is currently speaking through.
Oh,
yes. I sound substantially worse than normal, and it's because I have no mic.
Yes.
Yeah, he's not got a cold. Anyway, carry on.
But I was talking to him about things, and he said he had thoughts on like fun predictions and everything. So I thought I'll pick one of his. I'll stand behind it. So what this means is, if it's correct, I get the point, and if it's wrong, we all laugh at Marius. So again, I can't lose.
Win-win. Play to lose.
So I'll pick a number between 1 and 4.
You go ahead, Jeremy. You pick.
3.
Okay. Oh, no. Interesting.
This is like one of those paper things.
This doesn't seem like a prediction. Yeah.
He's titled it, The Bird Is Still Twitching. And it says, Elon Musk continues to inflate Twitter X to sell it. The sale must have been announced but not completed in 2024. But are we going to say that's just in too much the same as Jeremy's?
It is. Marius, you are a wise man and also good at sound engineering. So twofer.
Pick another one.
Here's why. So we'll pick another one.
We'll go two since I said twofer. Boom.
Yeah. Okay. So lawsuits because of Copilot. There will be a court ruling that prohibits the distribution of software because someone has used code from Copilot whose use is controversial.
Use is controversial in like it included AGPL code or use is controversial?
I think this is exactly the point. Someone actually gets, I don't know what you'd call it if you stop people from distributing a particular piece of software, but I think that's testable and measurable. You know, there's a lawsuit which stops happening because of Copilot, and the reason they
there will be lawsuits, but Microsoft indemnify people for using Copilot already.
Only if you configure a bunch of knobs in exactly the correct directions.
I didn't know that.
I feel like if someone shows up and goes, hey, here's a bunch of code from the Linux kernel which showed up in your thing and Copilot generated, I don't think Microsoft's going to go, okay, we'll fight that court case for you. They will find some reason why it's your fault and not theirs, man.
That's
a good point.
To my understanding, if you twist all those knobs the right way, it just won't include any code that it like was trained on publicly or something. So it's no chance of GPL code being in there.
That's not indemnifying people against the use of Copilot. That's saying...
Here it is. It's like if you make Copilot materially worse in a way that we feel safe with, we will indemnify you.
Right, okay, sure. But that's like, I'll indemnify you against all charges of theft, Jeremy. All you have to do is promise not to steal anything and I'll stand right behind you. Right, anyway, so those are my predictions.
Thank you for the extra prediction, Marius.
One which I hope doesn't happen, one which no one thinks is going to happen, and one which someone who wasn't me thought up, but okay, no worries. And then one about Peter Cushing, which has happened already. The only other one I had, which I deleted from the list because it happened in between the time I wrote this list originally, at the beginning of the year when we were going to record, and now, is there'll be other browsers on iOS, and it's coming now. It's actually happening.
It is. Yeah.
So I can't realistically, I feel like I should get a little bit of a point because I predicted it last year, and then I predicted it, I was going to predict it this year, and then it's happened. But whatever, man, that's the way it works. So no point for me. But
it's funny because I also came up with four or five predictions which I didn't share with you guys to verify, and then they also happened in the last couple of months
Shut
as well. So I should
up.
Probably get those points as well.
Right, I'm at least on record as having predicted this thing.
That's fair.
But yes,
that's fair.
But yeah, no, it happened, so I don't get to have it, and. There you go. That's my fault.
Good predictions.
We'll be able to read the show. Okay. So, Jono.
All right. So, I have four. I have three main predictions and then one bonus one. I'm going to – there's been talk about Tesla maybe releasing an EV that will be on the budget side of things between $25,000 and $30,000 to buy. There's been a lot of skepticism about whether this is going to happen or not, mainly because of supply chain issues. They've got to do a lot to make that work. I think they're going to not only release it this year, but I think it will be considered a critical hit, right? I think it will release towards the tail end of the year, and the initial reviews of it will be very, very positive. And I think it will be primarily positive because of the quality of the range that it will have.
So this is a Tesla car which costs less than $30,000.
Less than $30,000. I think it'll be between $25,000 and $30,000.
Given that the Model 3 currently costs like $32,000, this seems plausible.
No, this is a brand. Yeah, but this is a brand new car. This is not a new version of the Model 3. This is a new SKU.
Right, but if a car they're making is $32,000, they're making a car that is less than 10%.
Can you actually
less?
Buy one for $32,000 today, new?
I think it's something like that. They keep dropping the price. Let me look.
Isn't it way higher?
Well, also, are there...
If you buy one today, the lowest one, $33,900.
Well, okay.
It's going to be less than that. So, it's going to be sub 30.
So, yeah, but that, like Jeremy says, that seems a bit close. I mean, maybe you should go sub 25.
All right. Why don't we say closer to 25 then?
Okay.
Let's say it's closer to $25,000 than $33,000.
Okay, so less than about 27.5 or whatever. Fair enough.
Less than. About less than $27,000,
$28,000. Yeah, okay.
But not just it will be released, it will be a critical hit as well.
Okay. No, that's fair. I mean, we can argue about critical hits, but last time we had this argument was about the Vision Pro, and it wasn't. So,
it was a critical hit.
All
of the reviews are very positive about it, apart from that stupid battery pack. But we'll come to a separate Vision Pro prediction.
The word critical certainly showed up a lot. I'll give you that.
It was very positive overall. People were very positive about the
Vision
Pro.
Question for you. I don't know if this is the case there in the States. In a lot of places, there are government grants if you buy EVs, which knock £5,000 or £10,000 off the cost of it.
The US is, what is it now, $7,500, I think.
Yeah, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about
so
retail.
Is that $33,000 that it currently costs? You get another $7,500 off of that. That's not including the $7,500.
Well, I think that what will probably happen is the grant will only apply to probably cars over a certain amount. I don't know. I don't know about how the grant will fit in. I'm just saying that the retail price, not including any grants or any offsets, will be close to $25,000 than $33,000.
Well, Jeremy, you know more about this than I do. Is this going to happen?
And you're saying you could buy one this year?
No. Yes, it will be released this year. It might be like, you know, like with the Cybertruck, like the initial set of customers get it. It might not be completely, like you might not be able to, there'll probably be a long waiting list for it. But people who bought it will be driving it this year.
I mean, they haven't released one in a while. I don't think this will happen, but I guess it's possible.
That's profound insight.
Yeah.
I'd say no. I don't think it'll happen, but it might happen.
It'll either happen or it won't.
I think they view the Model 3 as the inexpensive option, and I don't know why you'd want to compete at the option below that.
It also kind of feels like the doing it this year thing is a problem just as you say, because of things like supply chains and stuff like that. Can you turn around a thing that fast?
Plus, right. The Model 3 already feels like it was assembled by a child with no training, so I can't imagine what a less expensive Tesla would be like. There's duct tape
from what I understand, Tesla are trying to bring like a lot of stuff in-house now in terms of like, I mean, they're doing battery production just to kind of reduce the cost of everything and then increase the quality. So that's part of the reason why I think this prediction is going to happen. So
okay, no, fair enough. All right, so there's your first prediction.
Prediction number two. Google Gemini will be shut down and replaced with something else.
No.
I think the brand is tarnished. No. I think they'll shut it down. I think what will be happening secretly behind the scenes is that a lot of the existing what we know as Gemini will just be they will have a AI.
So what they secretly can do is rebrand it. They're going to claim
it. So given Gemini's already a new name. Gemini's already a new name, right? They started with Bard. Will they just change the name? Maybe. Do they shut it down? Absolutely not.
I think in the eyes of the general public, Google Gemini will cease to exist, and there will be another AI. To us will look very similar to Google Gemini. That will be called something completely something completely different, but it will have a different set of features. It won't be a pure rebrand.
So are they gonna seriously say we've shut it down? But actually, all they're gonna do is file off the serial numbers and then call it something else.
Pretty much, that's my prediction. Yeah, I think the brand is tarnished at this point.
I agree with you that the brand is tarnished, but I mean, of course they're going to rename it.
It's a shame because Gemini is a cool name. It's very metal.
Yeah, they might rename it, but I don't think they in any way, shape or form, or even in an arguable by bacon way, shut it down.
I think you've got to clarify what shut down means at this point. Does someone Google have to say we've shut down Gemini?
They will say Gemini, we've decided to close down the Gemini project, and we are reinvesting our AI, and Gemini will take on a new life as a brand new product where we're going to be fixing all of these bugs and focusing on new features. It will be a rebrand, but they will be able to back it up that this new thing will do things that were different to Gemini.
So 5 minutes later, Google Gemini shows up, but wearing one of those Groucho Marx glasses, and a moustache, and goes, I'm completely different. I am Bemini.
And to be very clear, it will be it'll be like 90% Gemini.
I still think no.
I think it's primarily a rebrand. The Google Gemini will go away as we know it this year, and there'll be Google Icarus or whatever.
And you think this all happens and Sundar doesn't get fired?
Yes.
It's no way.
Wow. Yep. That's job security right there. I'd like that job, please.
Because overall, Google's not doing too bad, and I don't think Sundar's going to lose his job for this. I think the excuse is going to be, we're in the brave new world era of AI. And you know, OpenAI having its temper tantrum that one day where everything kind
Have
of spat
read
out was
weird. Brave new world? This is not a good metaphor.
I'm going to add a new wrinkle to the Bad Voltage Prediction Show. If that happens and my prediction is wrong and Sundar keeps his job, I will donate $100 to the charity of your choice.
Wow.
That's how no way that one is.
The ante is being upped here. 10 years from now, we're all going to be like, yeah, man, I had to give my house to this guy because I got a prediction wrong.
Actual wager.
Yeah.
The chair.
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah. I am not that confident in my predictions, so I'm not willing to. You know what? I will donate to a charity of your choice $100 if I get it wrong.
Okay.
But mine has to be wrong too then, right? Or mine has to be right then. So if they don't shut it down and Sundar loses his job.
Sundar loses his job, then I will donate $100 to charity.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow.
Exciting.
The stakes are rising. What do I have to do if someone buys Canonical?
So that could make the show interesting because now we had no bonuses to quibble about, which is usually half the fun of that episode. Now it's going to be which one of us two is arguing about charitable donations. So.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want to give to charity the most?
let the cantankerous Shirkfest games begin.
All right. You ready for number three?
Oh, God. Yep. Here comes number three then. Right, go on.
All right. We will see. This is prediction number one of two VR-related predictions.
Oh, good.
Shock.
Is someone going to have legs this year?
It's funny you should say that.
Oh, God.
So we will see. Seated.
Okay.
Life-size, borderline photorealistic avatars that will be available. Now, what I mean by this is... it's either going to be Meta or Apple or probably a combination of Zoom as well, or maybe Microsoft with Teams. But you will be able to wear a Vision Pro or a Quest Pro or a Quest 3 or whatever. And you'll be able to sit in your chair and have a conversation in mixed reality. And if we were doing this right now, Ak, you will be sat there. Jeremy, you'll be sat there. Obviously, audio listeners, you can't see what I'm pointing at. Sat near me. And you will look life-size and sat down. And if you twist your head around to the right, you'll be able to kind of see the side of your head. We already can do this a little bit with Vision Pro, but it will look like you're sat in the room with me. And I will basically have to say, okay, this person's going to sit there, this person's going to sit there, and you will look life-size. And this will be something that will exist on FaceTime or Zoom or Teams or whatever. Right now, Vision Pro on FaceTime, you can see their kind of... their avatar thing that looks almost real. And then Meta have not released their codec avatars yet. They did, Lex Fridman did an interview with Mark Zuckerberg and demoed it, right? But it will be released either or both, but it will look like somebody sat in the room with you.
I love the fact that one time in three, I can't even log into Teams, and you think by the end of the year they're going to give me Arnold Rimmer from Red Dwarf in my living room. I don't think so.
Yeah, I think it's good. Yeah. Yeah.
I doubt it.
It's amazing that Teams doesn't work very well on a Linux laptop.
There is no way this is going to happen. But hang on, this is a real thing that real people can do. This is not some kind of, we've got a demo of it in a YouTube video.
No, this will be something that will be available on a commercially available headset. It will be available on...
either Quest or...
Right, yeah,
Quest Pro,
okay.
Vision Pro, or maybe the Quest 3.
I still say no, but...
I think it's going to happen this year. And I will be very happy.
Did you see the Zuckerberg giving his review of the Vision Pro? So in hilarious. His living room.
No.
So funny.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. It's amazing. He gives this, like, he goes through, like, so I got myself a Vision Pro, and I was expecting it to be, you know, the better headset, but the Quest 3 headset is way better and more affordable. And he goes, like, step by step through why he thinks this. And he makes some decent points in the video, but it's so obviously biased. And he makes like my favorite bit of that video is he says, you know, and this video is being shot on Quest 3, right? And there's just a guy sat in front of him staying as still as he can with a headset on, just looking at Zuckerberg. And he doesn't mention the Quest Pro at all, other than one tiny reference. It's like, they have fully given up on Quest Pro.
So, I mean, this is...
Anyway, back to the prediction, yeah.
This is a specific measurable prediction. I mean, sure, we can argue if someone releases something like this, but it's bobbins, about whether it's actually okay or not.
Yeah, and it probably will be a bit rough around the edges. And I'm not, to be very clear, I'm not claiming...
Oh, look, I'm sat in a 90s CGI cartoon. Excellent. And no one's got any legs still.
This is the reason why I think it's seedy, because I think legs is hard. And I'm saying...
I never thought that was going to be the challenge for IT. You know, it's like, what are we going to do? Are we going to go into space? Or how are we going to model all the world's information? Just like legs are hard, apparently.
And to be very clear, I don't think they're going to cross the uncanny valley, right? Like, I think that, you know, like the Vision Pro avatars that they've got, I think they'll largely look very similar to that.
It's
going to
feel unreal. I'm talking to a bunch of Nintendo
Mii's, but it won't be, but it will be real enough where you can, like with the Apple Vision Pro ones, they look pretty real, but they're not completely real looking. They'll look real enough. With the Meta codec avatars, they look a lot realer than the Vision Pro ones, but they, again, you can still see it's not quite there.
It's obviously
it will
not
look
real,
like that.
So you're in a PlayStation 3 game,
but it won't be cartoony. Yeah, PlayStation 6 game. So yeah. Anyway,
okay. No, that's I don't think it's going to happen, but that's a fair prediction.
Part of the reason why I predicted this is that I think it has to happen because I think for Vision Pro, it has to work in a work setting. I think people were very impressed by the quality of the personas, but they didn't like the fact that they're just sitting in midair, and that kind of breaks the whole point of mixed reality.
Yep.
And Zoom have also focused on making that available in Zoom calls. So I think that I think it has to happen for people to go and buy these headsets and use them in a business setting. I can tell you one thing, if I could have that, and, you know, like Mindy, who I work with, I told her, like, if we could sit, like I flew out to Orlando and sat in a room with her for 2 days. And I said, if I could buy 2 Vision Pro headsets and it feels like we're in the same room, we can work together, I'd buy 2 headsets immediately for the business. Because en masse, you're going to make that, you're going to save all that money in, I mean, it's not the same as obviously as traveling, but we could do those sessions a lot more often, and you can't do that on Zoom. So,
I mean, certainly agree that you really want this. You've been banging on about this since X Tank came out. I'm just not sure it's going to happen before the end of the year.
X Tank. God, jeez. Strife, that's a reference. All right. The last one is part 2 of the vision of the VR predictions. This is, I put this in as the pseudo bonus one because I think it's always hard to get sales figures. The original estimate for the Vision Pro is that it would sell between 150,000 and 250,000 units. 150,000 and 200,000 units. It's selling slowly, but it is going beyond that. Their estimation is that it's going to go beyond that for the year. I think that what they're going to do is, I think by the end of the year, they're going to sell over 300,000 units, I think, which is pretty much almost double of what the original estimate was going to be. I don't think they'll sell much more than that. I think they'll sell between 300,000 and 500,000. I don't think they'll sell more than 500,000 because it's still a niche device. It's got a lot of problems. It's very heavy. It's primarily for developers.
I'm glad this one doesn't count and I don't have to care.
I have zero sense of numbers on this kind of thing, right? Whether it's actually plausible or not, but it's an extra one. So it will be interesting to see whether that happens, whether you're right or whether it sells way less or maybe more whatever.
So that's it.
All right. We have our predictions. I was curious what AI thought here. So I did ask both Gemini and ChatGPT.
You asked ChatGPT for predictions. Nice.
I did it, to be fair, after I did my predictions. But listen to how different they are. So Gemini was continued rise of generative AI, focus on sustainable AI infrastructure, automated testing takes center stage, increased focus on data understanding, collaboration between AI and humans with no context, and advancements in cybersecurity. So like super AI focused. ChatGPT was advancements in AI and machine learning, 5G expansion and adoption, metaverse development, quantum computing progress, blockchain innovations, green technology solutions, advances in biotech, and cybersecurity innovation. So it was interesting how different the two.
It's a good job ChatGPT is not a podcast presenter because those are really boring predictions.
They are. I mean, but yeah. You get a lot of that. People, you like online tech websites where we're publishing our predictions for 2024 and all things like there will be increased use of AI in business or whatever. You like the reason I bang on about the specific and measurable thing is exactly because it's all like there'll be a bit more of this.
Yeah, we're looking forward to a bold new year of ERP availability.
Yep. So yes, we're not going to ask Chatty Jeeps for its predictions again. But
you didn't ask Grok. Can you imagine that? Grok's going to be like, some guy will fart 60 times in a row.
Oh man. Yes. So check in with us at the end of the year, and we'll see how we did.
Yeah. Indeed. All right. And let us know your predictions, as is always the case. Go and let us know on Slack. Do you think that we are correct in our predictions? And let us know what you think is going to happen this year, because we always like to hear that. So, and with that, peace out.
Later, skaters.
Later.
Recording. Recording.
Recording.
Recording.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I feel like I sped up there.
I don't believe you've ever been consistent. At some point, I'm going to get Marius to go back through all of the things and actually time whether you do anything like consistent timing or like draw a graph or some shit.
But quite literally, as of 2 days ago, 20 years.
Yeah, like Radio was 20 years old. I saw that and went, oh no, shit, we're so old.
We are, in fact, ancient men.